Have you ever misplaced something, like, say, your keys, and then had to retrace your steps? Sure, you have. Everyone does that. No need to use brain injury as an excuse. A few evenings ago, I had taken my keys with me when my husband and I went out. I didn't give those keys a thought until the next morning when I was in my usual rush to an appointment. I used a spare key to lock up, putting off the search until later. Much later, well, after second breakfast, tidying up, and Spanish lessons on Duolingo, I checked the usual places where stuff turns up, counters, bathrooms, etc. Then I panicked. Surely the keys had fallen during last night's group run. No, wait, maybe they were still in my running belt, which I had tossed into the laundry. But no. So, the retracing began. This took the form of a slow jog, easy on the body but tough on the mind. I kept looking down, reminding myself to check park benches and the bases of lampposts, where people often place objects they find along the path. When my running watch pinged, telling me I had gone 1 mile from where the GPS function had kicked in, I knew I was about to reach my turnaround point from the night before, so I trotted on. Then my brain pinged. I stopped running and started laughing at myself. Along with the familiar view of Chicago, I recall the sensation of having my jacket tied around my waist and the feeling of annoyance at having to readjust it as something kept whacking me in the gut. My keys! I now saw myself sipping them into the pocket of last night's jacket, now sitting in the dryer. Sure enough, that's exactly where I found them. After a leisurely walk home. More about Lisa Yi. Lisa, who lives in suburban Chicago, suffered a traumatic brain injury and acquired epilepsy in a car accident in 2008. For the previous 2 decades, she had worked in newspaper editing in Florida, North Carolina, and Illinois. She and her husband, Ted, have a daughter named Megan, who lives in Chicago. After the TBI, Lisa became certified as a yoga instructor and now volunteers to teach yoga at a women's shelter and a veterans center.